This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Ooh, yeah.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be on.
Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes. A program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. These are our own opinions. We've got Jenny
Pula-Manuka. Good morning.
And we've got Jeff here.
Good morning, everybody, and hello to everyone else in the world that's watching this today.
Yeah, so that's Jacobus nice. Is a progenitor of Israel, also driver of people on the bus. But I'm starting to learn that I've got to have balls of steel if I'm going to stand in the elections and challenge politicians. You know what I mean?
Did something happen?
Yeah, well, I'm finding that, I bring out the truth on different issues and some people get upset when you bring out the truth and you've got to be transparent. It's hard being a radio announcer.
Yeah.
Now, apparently Peter is talking about team players at school today and media monitors. And
media
I told him I'm a media chaplain now because I have to pray for the people I interview and people who work with me on the show and this sort of thing. Now, Charlie was assassinated.
Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. But that could be any one of us. And it teaches us we need to chill out a bit. We can't sort of overreact to different issues.
Just chill out. Tell the shooter to just chill out.
Yeah, now
that's fine.
A conservative political action group, they're having a meeting in November. They're bringing out a lady who's similar to Posey Parker.
Oh, no.
And wants to define what it means to be a real man
or
a real woman.
Oh, no, there's going to be another barricade of trans people knocking at the door.
Yeah, well, when I was up there and I was standing in front of Posey Parker.
Did you go?
Yeah, I was there with Tamaki in the group. And
oh
I saw
gosh.
All these trans people. I said, hi there, I'm your friend. I'm a humanitarian.
And what did they do to you?
They smiled at me. So,
oh, good.
You know, it's quite interesting.
I'm glad you weren't making enemies.
Anyone out there listening, you know, if you're that way inclined and you're thinking about getting a sex change, for Christ's sake, don't do it. You're by
design.
These
are our own opinions.
These are our own opinions.
We shouldn't take God's name. Anyway, left-wingers dehumanise.
No, do it for Jesus, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
For his sake.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
That's not in vain.
Yeah, okay.
Christ now, will not mind.
Left-wingers dehumanise those with traditional views. So those with traditional views generally get attacked when it should be equal agenda.
You can be a leftist with traditional views.
Now, I have
You don't have to be a leftist that's all like...
Now, I will be attending the speed dating on Friday, 5:30, for non-binary candidates. And I'll be going along there in a peaceful mode, you know, because I have to get their vote and have to be all-inclusive, you might say. That's going to be interesting because I've been attending a number of Meet the Mayoral candidates and this sort of thing, and they have been interesting. But people have been ringing me up, qualifying me and saying, well, where's your church? And I have to tell them my church is online and I'm with Suicide Prevention, Families for Justice, and also Ministry of Mental Health. So my church is relating to Christ in everyone. And one person complained about the agenda that the Waikato Business News being anti-democratic, not listening to all the mayoral candidates. They only have two or three in the paper. And the media and property council holding secret meetings, buying off mayoral stooges, shutting out alternative candidates. So you need to listen to the other point of view. And as a truther, there's always two sides to the story. So it's always really good bringing out, being transparent. You've got to be honest, open, transparent, bring out your truth, you know what I mean? You can't just hide behind the screen or whatever. You have to define who you are, what you stand for, and this sort of thing.
Amen.
So anyway, John Wanoa was just talking about his case to the Westminster system over in England, and there's a New Zealand contract problem due to Freemasonry elitist control. His family in Belfast is associated with William of Orange, linked to the British Crown jurisdiction and Morga G franchisor contracts. That means that William of Orange, he not only had a constitution, he had genuine currency, he had a deal going with all the indigenous people of the world, and he had contracts to do with the land, and he also promoted Christ and everyone, the prophet, priest, and king in us all. Amen?
Amen.
So, and also I had someone who contacted me, Shane Crawford, secretary of the Loyal Orange Institute in New Zealand. They've got a number of lodges up north. And they are doing a review of their own history, of their membership and the direction they want to go in. And they're interested in some of my orange policies to do with the Constitution, and Bill of Rights, and having a quantumized constitution representing sovereign citizens and this sort of thing. So that's I'm going to be replying to them this week because I actually want to belong to the Orange Lodge.
Yeah.
You know, my father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. And the Greens are more Republican. They're more against sort of the British Crown and the British system.
Yeah.
And then the orange movement, it's part of the Irish flag, and that's why you had the IRA, which is the Irish Republican Army, and they were totally against the British system.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to be a republic, you know, and that's why all that fighting was going on.
I see.
Yeah. So the mum of Philip's children is in court on a driving charge.
Drunk driving.
Are we brainwashing zombie slaves falling for demonising both parents in this particular case? So,
yeah.
Well, they're in the media. The mainstream media has actually put a gag on talking about the case itself, certain aspects of it. However, the police, they were look at doing that sort of thing, Jackie. That's why it wouldn't have been in the papers type thing if she wasn't the mother of those kids, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
By the way, those kids, they're refusing to tell the police about who helped them, which I think is great, and I think that the lawyer of the mother of Tom Phillips needs to enforce that and tell those kids that there are people who care. There are 100 other families that the police have killed in this country, so they know exactly how you feel.
Yeah. So I'm concerned of this business of demonizing. They're trying to say that she was on drugs, she came out of prison.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at.
Yeah, so he had the right to, because she was interfering in his custody or his right to his own children, he stole his children. Now, I know what it's like because with my own ex-missus, having shared custody and working it out together is very hard. Yeah. I mean, I had an incident this week where she was angry at me and Peter because Peter came and stayed with me and I let her know by sending her a text, Peter's going to stay with me tonight. And when we got back, she was very angry at me. And in fact, she attacked me.
Did she go to school to pick him up or something?
No. She took him along to Kumon.
Yeah.
And then at Kumon, I picked him up and took him back to my place. But she was so angry. She said, I could attack you. And she did a flying kick. And I had to gently say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry about this. But family mediation is the way to go. Surely you are finding this, Jenny. You've got to work in with the real father and the mother, don't you?
Me and my ex, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, we just went through the family court. There was no mediation.
Yeah. But you have to
work. We spent about a year and a half in the family court.
Because sooner or later, the child is going to say, who's my real dad? I want to know, and I want connections.
Oh, well, he calls my partner Daddy Ben, and he calls his dad, Dad.
Yeah.
So
the way I look at it, Jack.
He knows who his dad is. He knows.
The way I look at it, Jack, is basically this death of Tom Phillips is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. You'll see a change to the way that our justice system handles these matters.
Yeah.
And you'll find that a 50% clause will be brought in, that, 50% to one side of the, 2 weeks or 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that's how we work.
Yeah. That'll be the best thing that comes through. One of the many things that are going to come from this.
Now, but, why did Tom Phillips lose custody? Because it's very odd to lose access to your children.
It's a very important policy, and it's one that we've fought for with the Republican movement, with a new constitution, family mediation, and direct democracy. And the government has never brought in a policy based on,
Family mediation. Yeah.
And it's a real problem. And now we have Shane Jones, once foreign judges on New Zealand cases,
amid
war on the judiciary. Enforced by the National Party, judges should be answerable to the people. We don't need overseas judges.
What's that going to do?
Why is Shane Jones insisting on having foreign judges coming into our country?
It brings in a different perspective, Jack, because other educational systems, other judiciaries around the world, their brains function on a different level. Then what we'll look at is the term legally dumb, right? Now, legally dumb is someone who hasn't trained in law. Now, you don't have to actually have a degree in law to understand law, like criminal law itself and property law itself. You can read all the books there are that even a university gives you to give you a degree. And actually, there's people that are more astute on the knowledge that have never had a law degree.
But if I was voted in, for the Sovereignty Party tomorrow, I would halve the suicide toll overnight.
Our lawmakers in this country,
just by bringing in family mediation and reconciling families, insisting that the stories on both sides of the family, both the mother have their case and the father have their case, and this is what I've been through, and this is my experience.
The lawmakers in this country, Jack, are fundamentally legally dumb. They're not lawyers, like when they mandated the vaccine, which was ignored all the rights of human beings around the world. It happened not just here in New Zealand, but all around the world. People were it was mandatory to go and get vaccinated, right? They mandated it. Now, the legally dumb government of this day, take notice, you're going to be notified that those resignations are going to be called for all politicians that voted for that mandate. You're going to be asked to resign.
Yeah,
so consider yourself notified.
Now, our police are corporations serving elitists and not us. They should wear body cams and they should shoot to wound. And you're brought out with no widespread charges have been laid against the entire New Zealand police force for willful negligence, attempted murder, involuntary manslaughter, or perverting the course of justice. Individual officers have been charged with offences like willful negligence leading to a gross negligence manslaughter, attempted perversion of justice, and injuring the reckless disregard in separate incidents. Yeah, like they should shoot to wound, and they should wear
not trained
body.
In Israel, they're shooting to wound, Jack. As you talk to any of the hospitals, your Doctors Without Borders, they'll tell you that one day they'll be coming in with a shot in the arm, the next day.
No, we're talking about the police here.
I'm talking about the police here too, Jack, that they need to shoot to wound. Correct. I was going to bring that up on the show.
Yeah.
They need to actually put targets on the shoulder.
Yeah,
and
also
talk to Helen Clark
have body cams,
being shot
so we
in the
know
shoulder instead
on
of
in these
shot
different
in the heart.
Situations. And the question has to be asked, are they serving us as New Zealanders, or do they serve a corporation of a bunch of heavies at a top level?
Well, if you look at the Tom Phillips case,
yep.
Why are they keeping it so secret?
Well, they have
Was there police negligence?
Yeah. Yes, there was.
And that's the only way we can understand what's really going on, if we have body cams on the police. That's what they say.
They need body cams.
Right, now we do a little segment in the show for Jack. We call it food. I call it food for thought. This is From the Fringes. You are listening to Free FM 89 here in New Zealand. We're broadcasting out of Hamilton. This segment's about the problems facing humanity's future, some from our past. A shout-out to Muslims. They've been accused of many things and are frowned upon by many other nations. They, in turn, also frown upon industrial nations and their reckless disregard for humanity. All you Christians out there listening, all you Jews, all you Buddhists, all you Hinduists, the best thing you can do for a Muslim is to remind him of his obligation to follow and obey the messenger, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do. I don't have a problem with Islamic monotheism. I do believe that the women there are treated in a chauvinistic manner, but so too the Catholic Church, so too the Anglican Church, so too the Presbyterian Church, so too the Church of England actually treat women in a degrading way. Madness is attuned to criminal insanity. So those soldiers in Israel who shoot you in the shoulder or shoot you in the leg or who shoot you in the groin, they shoot them in the groin as well, Jack, and there are thousands of children that have come in with a bullet in the head.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe that criminal insanity other than madness. Misinformation. You'll find that comes out of all of the mainstream media. The mainstream media has been gagged on the Tom Phillips case, and I think that's great. I'm not going to talk about it too much for the kids' sake. Those kids actually deserve to be left alone.
Yeah.
Full stop. Now, the reckless disregard on that matter, we'll talk about that at the end of the show, Jack, the charges that are coming up against the New Zealand police by an international organisation in cooperation with one of the other governments here in New Zealand. It's not just the New Zealand government that exists here. And this week's word for the new millennium, MAGOAT, spelled M-A-G-O-A-T, and it means anyone that basically supports and publishes the misinformation that we're getting from our world at the day, like 9/11, for instance. You guys, you're all MAGOATs for coming up with that conspiracy theory about those Muslims hijacking planes.
Is that a female goat, is it?
Yeah, MAGOATs. And next week it'll be about NASA and the fraud that it's committing and how it's conned this earth and how it's extorting the American people out of trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Narcissism, which is anybody who thinks they're better than someone else, they're narcissistic.
I find that word is used too freely.
I will then go into narcotics. At the end of the show, people, stick around, or I'm going to have a quick talk about the last 5 minutes.
2 points. A family mediation is imperative. You've got to reconcile mum, dad, and the children. It's what I stood for in the elections. If I was in the beehive tomorrow, I'd change the suicide toll. I'd change the family alienation just by reconciling mothers and fathers. That's the first point. The second point I wanted to address was the point concerning Muslims, Buddhists, and so forth. Eyewitness to Muslims, Buddhists, New Ages, everyone, Jeff.
Yes, good on you, mate.
And if we were chaplains, and even there's media chaplains, we would bring Christ to all these people. And there's not enough priests, headship believers, and counterpart bride people in the body of Christ who are sharing Christ with everyone. And so that's an answer to what you're talking about, the Muslims, and, you know, they belong to the Abrahamic Accord.
Yes.
So we do have a commonality with them in Abraham.
Well, it says in the Quran that Muhammad believed in all of God's books, which was the Torah, the Bible, and the Quran. Yeah.
Now, I had a dream this week. I dreamt of Dennis McLeod from the Sabbath Keepers Church. And crossing tribes with Daystar apostles.
Yeah.
And so I was talking about, I put together this song called The Shadow Light Man, and it goes like this. Tui, 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 radiant being. Tui, 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 radiant being. Sevenfold intensified radiant spirit, black radiance.
That's lovely.
A kingdom, that's eggs, anarchist, apocalyptic, visionary, a kingdom age anarchist, apocalyptic visionary. Now, I think the tui is a beautiful bird because it's a blue bird.
Yeah.
And it's got a beautiful white collar.
Yeah.
They call it the pasta bird, don't they?
Yeah, tui.
The tui, yeah. And I whistle like tuis, and my son's getting into whistling now. I've taught him, you know, how to whistle.
Oh, that's really good, Jack. That's really cool.
And
you
also,
see how Jeff is just absolutely silent?
But yeah, it's not about vanity with me, mate. She's all
what I'm learning here from this is, as a medical missionary using art therapy, vitamins and minerals, and in the elderly place where I stay, it should be an elders council, because some of them are sort of just waiting to die and sitting around, and I want them to recycle what they've been through in life. And there's two areas I wanted to touch on, and dementia, because I know someone who's got dementia and they vent from time to time and they attack a person, instead of dealing with the root causes, which is the childhood wounding.
Yeah.
Or say they had a mother or father who was abusive or too dominant.
Yeah.
And you need to work through those issues. And I was looking at ocular clog, which means, you know how we wear glasses and how we are short-sighted and long-sighted and we have a problem with our eyes?
Yeah.
The problem is ocular clog.
Yes.
It's not changing the lens. It's at the back of the eye. You've actually got blood vessels. And some people are even getting heart attacks over this.
Yeah.
Now, the pharmacologist won't tell you this, but you can heal ocular clog by dealing, by putting something on your eyes. You know, I water my eyes quite often, but it's some kind of food that has an extract that can heal the ocular clog at the back of the eyes. I could become a millionaire overnight.
You could.
With this ocular clog and healing the root causes to eyes, to eye problems.
But go.
Some people call me an eye specialist.
What?
I major on the eye on myself.
What? You're an eye specialist, are you?
I'm dead in Christ, you know what I mean? So anyway, Charlie, the guy who was assessed...
Charlie Kirk. His name is Charlie
he
Kirk.
He could be in any one of us. A conservative political action group is operating over in Australia, and they're going to bring this lady...
They found that the guy who actually shot him was a right-winger.
Yeah, well, he was a Mormon, but he had a friend who was LGBT.
Yeah.
He did have a friend like that.
Charlie. It was Charlie a Mormon?
Yeah.
Madness is a tune to criminal insanity.
The assassinator.
Yeah. So we can't react like this with people. You know, the left and the right, where the LGBT, whatever the case may be. We can't overreact to each other. We need to forgive one another. We need to become reconciled. And that's part of the reason why I'm going to be at this speed dating event.
Yeah.
Because we need to be all inclusive and represent everyone. And we shouldn't sort of force our own agendas on other people, should we?
No.
And so left-wingers dehumanise those with traditional views. Now, I remember when Posey Parker came here many years ago, I was saying, Posey, come on, speak out. But then you had someone who sprayed tomato sauce on her, and then the police had to protect her as she was going out. But why wasn't she allowed, as a heterosexual woman, saying she was a real woman, why wasn't she allowed to express her views?
Well, her
views, should be listening to both sides.
Her views could have actually, if she was a Kiwi citizen, her views could have landed her in court. If you tell a trans person online that they're not a real woman, you could be looking at being charged under the Harmful Digital Communications Act. Right?
Yeah, but we're all inclusive. You're able to be trans or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But I'm allowed to be a real dad with children and...
It's just another form of mental illness, Jack. That's all it is.
No.
They need help. They need to sit down and talk to someone, and they need to hang on to their genitals.
In the case of Posey Parker, a lot of people found her actions discriminatory against...
No, I didn't. She had a right to be here and she had a right to speak, even if you disagreed with it.
Well, she, I agree with freedom of speech.
I was talking to all the trans people there and said, I'm a humanitarian, it's all right. I love you in Christ, it's all right, you know what I mean? And I was getting along with them.
You can be healed.
Now, John Wanoa and the case to the Westminster system in England, that's happening at the moment. His family is involved in Belfast, associated with the William of Orange movement. And they're talking about British Crown jurisdiction and mortgagee franchiser contracts. Who owns the land? With the William of Orange, he had a contract with going with all the indigenous people of the world. And we're saying, Mama of Philip's children in court on driving charge, why are we demonising both parents? And it should be family mediation. It is a no-brainer. They should put that into operation in the Beehive tonight. If they had that, it would halve the alienation and would get along much better with one another. Okay, and we're also talking about why support councillors pushing their own agendas. And the need for the Waikato Business News needs to become not anti-democratic, but listening to both sides. The Media and Property Council are holding secret meetings, buying off mayoral stooges, shutting out alternative candidates. If you've got about 30 candidates and you're only listening to a couple of them, others could have answers to the debt, could have answers to transport and different perspectives within our society.
Yeah.
So, and also my idea of Kingdom Age, Antichrist, apocalyptic visionaries, ocular clog. And you need to deal with the problem at the back of the eyes. And we need to heal, this degenerative dementia disease by people expressing, bringing artistically out what's really affecting them.
Yeah, no, okay. And this last couple of minutes, guys, this is notice to the New Zealand police. Can you please stop killing people? That's notice, right? You've been now notified. And the next one's going to be charged with negligent murder. Now, on the note of Tom Phillips, you had the Mayor Max Baxter and John Robinson, Otrahonga and Tikawiti saying certain things in there. I advise you, Max, to get a lawyer. I've drawn a blacked out one inside of your eye. You're legally dumb in the respect of this country's laws. Now, the judge that passed the gagging order on the mainstream media, I declare you persona non grata. You're actually acting extrajudicially and you cannot do that. The mainstream media, the world, you can actually broadcast what you want, what's going on here in this country. I personally don't have a problem with it. Willful negligence. This is not a direct charge, but can be a component in a more serious offences like gross negligence, manslaughter. In one instance, officers in this country were charged with manslaughter after allegedly being grossly negligent for their duty of care, leading to the death in a police cell. Attempted murder. There are no reported cases in New Zealand being charged with attempted murder. Attempted murder is a serious offence under the Crimes Act, carrying a penalty of up to 14 years. I'd imagine if you threw road spikes out across a road and there was a child in that vehicle, that could be seen as attempted murder. And voluntary manslaughter, this is a possible charge resulting from the gross negligence as seen in the 2019 incident where officers were charged with manslaughter after causing death through negligence. Perverting the course of justice, this is a serious offence in which officers have been charged. In one case, officers were accused of
The question I'd ask you is, we need the police too, don't we?
Oh yes, well, 100% behind the New Zealand police. Because I ask some individuals, all you police officers out there, point your guns to the ground. Don't point them at these people. You're provoking them. That's a provocative action. As soon as you point your gun at someone, of course he's going to try and defend himself.
That's as with William of Orange, Sheriff of the county, and to do with the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, honour your father and your mother. If we had common law principles put in operation in our country tomorrow, there would be less violence.
Yeah.
And really, police are supposed to be sheriffs.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be people of
there's
peace.
There's 99 other things that police officer could have done instead of shooting Tom. Now, I'd say there's a history there, and that's going to come out as well. There's Tom's actual criminal history and that police officer, I reckon they've met before.
Okay, so are we dehumanising both parents, and are we brainwashed zombies slaves for falling the idea of demonising both parents? I hope not. We need to change that in this country, and we need to have family mediation, and we need to reconcile issues between mum, dad and the children.
Anyone who wants to see how many people killed by the NZ police, just go to Google, put NZ police, and then basically certain things will pop up.
Do get ready to vote and do participate in the democratic process.
Even if you can't enroll to vote like me.
NZ Police, licensed to kill.
I'm against that. Everyone should, we should have compulsory voting in this
country. I'm not allowed.
Okay, so this is From the Fringes for another week. Thank you. Let's become agents.
Peace be with you.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Bye-bye
for another week. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.